hear the words of this book, that we're not living under a substitute today, but we're sheltered by the blood of Jehovah, going to the promised land, going to the token, the great baptism of the Holy Ghost. That'll manifest God in human flesh once again on the earth. God is going to move one more time. That's in the little bride. Dear brother and sister, we gotta be part of that. We can't fail. Dear God, Lord, I tried my best to minister your word of revelation this morning. Lord, my throat is so sore and hurting. Dear Lord, we're sick in our bodies and tired. The enemy is pressing sore upon us, Father. But Lord, it's so refreshing to come in and feel the presence of the Lord Jesus. And Lord, you said as we walk in the light, as you're in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, because of revelation, cleanseth us from all sin. All unbelief, Lord. The blood, oh God, help the people to see it, Lord. The blood cleanses from all unbelief. How could we say the blood's applied? Help them to see it, Lord. I can't paint it. I don't know how to paint any plainer. But Lord, I know they must see it by divine revelation. Lord, if some sitting here don't see what I'm trying to say, Lord, maybe they hear me say these things over and over, but Lord, I do it for a reason. Many times people think they see, Lord, they don't see it all. God, please help them to see by divine revelation. How blessed we are, Lord, that we have received thy word in this hour, the true plan of the blood. Then, Lord, you don't see us, you see the blood. We know the great life of Jehovah God is coming to the blood, and the blood's in the bride. Father, we thank you. Lord, you said these signs shall follow them that believe. Soon, Lord, there'll be a great revival break out, and this gospel shall go around the world one more time. Lord, that should stimulate every heart. God, we should lay aside every weight and sin which so easily besets us. Lord, we should press in, Lord. Lord, God, we thank you we have a place that we can gather here. Lord, I pray that we'll bind our hearts together and go after this great revival that thou hast promised us in this hour, where the bride will have a revival. We thank you, Father, for the plan of the blood. And God, we receive it. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for each and every one that's here this morning, sat here and heard these words. Father, bless them abundantly. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
In the prophet. Where is yet a blind, wretched, miserable, poor, blind and naked, and you thought you was all right. Then you found out Jesus said, you're not all right. You're wretched, miserable, poor, blind and naked. You got to come and get the wedding garment on. And then grace was in the prophet. Blood was in the word. The word was with the prophet. And grace was in the prophet. Now we can really sing Amazing Grace.
Yes.
Now we're all going to be together, that group.
Glory.
10,000 years. 1,000-year honeymoon. Walking around in the great city then after that. Ain't that Amazing Grace? I say, when we've been there 10,000 years now.
Oh, when we
10,000
years right now.
Believe the word of God.
Amen.
Just think. You make little mistakes, do things wrong. Lord, forgive me. God don't even see you. He sees the blood. What greater thing could we have right now than to have the blood of God applied to our souls? And then what's he doing? Sure, we're waiting, but what's happening? We're not just sitting waiting on the resurrection. The resurrection is building up inside.
Amen.
There's a body ready to come forth. Not a freak body, an illegitimate body, but a legitimate born Jesus ready to come forth for me. Made of faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness. Manifested Son of God. How many want birth pains? This, if you ever, you married men that went to your hospital with your wife. Boy, I'm almost dead, man, after that. Put me in bed and give me some rest. Then birth pains, oh, my. It makes me nervous just think about it. But, oh, my, what is it? Look what joy when you go to the room, though. There it is. And what are we in now? Brother, when we get up there to brotherly kindness, if you're up that far, you're going to feel something down inside kicking. Pow! Boom! Boy, you know it's time. He can't stand. What is it? It's getting so big and so strong, it's got to come forth now.
Amen.
So you got to find a delivery room right away.
Amen.
God, let this be a delivery room, Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
I don't care what kind of a mess it is. Mess this place up if you want to,
yes.
But have that baby.
Amen.
How many want to have that baby?
Amen.
All right, it's got to come. The blood cells build up a body in there, and it's got to come forth. And what's it going? You ain't gonna wonder what's gonna look like. Now this is a different kind of birth. You already know its name. You already know what it's going to look like. You already know what it's going to be. It's going to be the living image of Jesus. In fact, it's going to be Jesus. And he's going to do the works of his Father. Heal the sick, open the blinded eyes. Raise the dead. And the greatest thing of all, he's going to walk around and say, little old hungry heart over there. Oh, God, I love you, Lord. I believe that message, Lord. I know you revealed me a revelation. Oh, God, I want your life, Lord. I want these signs to follow. Oh, God. Oh, once one of them that's already gave birth walks by.
Amen.
And say, hey, say, you know, brother so-and-so is going to preach over tonight. Let's go over and hear what he says. And he hears about it, and he goes over.
And boy, all kinds of unbelievers in there, make-believers, disbelievers. He preaches the revelation of the Word of God. And then he said, if God don't prove this message, I'm a liar. That's how Thomas stands up and says, stand your feet back there, brother. Your name's so-and-so. This discerned him all the way down.
Amen.
Said, stand your feet and receive the token.
Amen.
Boy, and now they said, never seen nothing like that before. Imparting eternal life to believers.
Amen.
Let me quote you this. Brother Brown said, I believe that this great supernatural creative power is getting ready to rest upon the whole church of the living God. She'll stand to her feet like a mighty army.
Amen.
The sick will be healed by a word. Devils will be cast out, and the dead will be raised around the world.
Amen.
By the church of the living God. How many know he said that? He said, why, a little brother will go for it. Another little brother will be a farmer, and his crops is all burned up. He'll come to this brother and say, oh, brother dear, my crops is all burned up, and I ain't going to have no money. They're all burned up. We haven't had no rain. He say, fear not, my little brother. I'll send you a rain. And he'll say, Father, send my brother a rain in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
He said, what is that? That's a real son of God. All the people say, well, there ain't nothing for the bride to do. Let's see a thing. Third seal. The third seal, Brother Brown said, of course, the bride has never received the revival. You know that. There's never been nothing there to stir the bride. But she's promised one. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Said, wait until that little group to whom the unknown thunders are revealed to, said she'll stand her feet with a sword in her hand, said she can call for a billion tons of fleas and get them if she wants to. What is it? Said it's the spoken word of God by the mouth of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Brothers, help us to slay these devils around here. Going around saying it's all over. They ain't no mess with the bride. You're of your father, the devil, and the works of your father you do. Interpreting the word of God, we bruise your old head. Put him right down in your foot and stomp him. Say, these signs will follow them that believe. If they say, well, why don't you demonstrate it then? I will. I'll demonstrate it. When God says demonstrate, I will. Somebody told me, I said, well, you talk all these big things, why don't you do some of them? I said, I will. I will do.
Amen.
But God don't clown for nobody.
Amen.
They try to get Jesus come down off the tree. They try to tell Abraham, oh, ye old nuts, you 100 years old, talk about having a baby, and through that baby is going to raise up great nations. Why, you're crazy. You're 100 years old. Why, the resurrection is ready to set in. It's all over. You're dying. Well, look at why Sarah. Sarah's 85 years old, you're 100, and you're going to have a baby. You can't have no revival now. It's all over. Don't you know that? He said, I'll have a baby right in this land. I've already made reservations down to the hospital. Called a doctor 25 years ago. Cost $500, and I got it all paid. Yes, sir. How many's already paid the doctor bill? The doctor bill in this case is believe the word. It's already paid. Go ahead and make fun. We're going to have it anyway. We're going to have this baby right here. People used to say when I first come here to Connecticut, said, oh, you know, Brother Lambert is up there in Connecticut, and he's telling them poor people that there's going to be a revival. Poor fellow. And you know, we've been rejoicing over that ever since.
Amen.
They say, well, where's the revival at? It's coming. It's coming. It's coming as a sound from heaven. Like a rushing mighty wind. Going to fill all the house where we're sitting. Tongues of fire is going to set upon each one. And they're going to be filled with a token.
Amen.
There ain't nobody got it like that. 2,000 years. No, but he said, I'm the Alpha.
Glory to God.
I gave him that way in the beginning. I came as the sound from heaven. I came as the pillar of fire. I came as tongues of fire sitting upon each one of them. And I'm going to come the same way in the evening time after the prophet comes. I'm going to come as the sound from heaven. I'm going to come as the pillar of fire. I'm going to separate myself, and I'm going to fill every predestinated son and daughter of God.
Hallelujah.
Then I'll get the glory. I've been been in the first church, the Ephesian church, and I'm going to be in the bride age. The same way as I was the first one. In fact, he said, I'm going to be so great in the last one that's going to suck the rest of them from the grave. Now, people say, oh, don't talk. I'm going to talk about this baby till it comes. Yeah. I know it's pregnant. I know it's forming. And I know birth pains is on its way. And I'm waiting for birth pains right now. I know it's about time. I say, honey, you got a birth pain yet? You feel like, you know, it's about time. Time's over. And my, it's coming up close to 70. Ain't you got no birth pain yet? You know, I used to ask my wife that. And there come a time when she said, honey, get up. Get up. I got a pain. Oh, I got a pain. I said, oh, boy, I start grabbing my pants. Boy, I'm going. How many's getting excited now? You know what? You know, she's going to get a birth pain. It ain't, brother, let me tell you something. Don't keep lingering. I know.
Amen.
It's time.
Amen.
It's time. Let's sing Only Believe now. Just worship me. Oh, aren't you blessed? Just to worship God in the spirit and in the truth. Only believe me. Mean more to us than houses, lands, or lots. Jobs, cousins, uncles, or aunts. That should mean more. Just know to be caught up in a twinkling of an eye. To feel yourself being translated, transformed into immortality, and all in a thought, twinkling of an eye, thought, you'll be caught up there with all the seven church ages. And then you realize you've escaped the great tribulation. You're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Oh, God. I wish it'd come soon. How many sick of this world? Oh, God. Makes you vomit. Oh, Brother Brown said, I long to see the day when I could come into perfect church. One that said to the Holy Ghost in, until not one evil thought could set among them. The Holy Ghost would quickly call it out. Said where the Holy Ghost would come in, anoint the people, there'd be a sound from heaven. The Spirit fall upon some brother and raise up and say, thus saith the Lord. Said, and it'd be just exactly that way. Said, I long to be in a church like that. Said, it's all right. Said, it's coming. It's on its way. Dear beloved, we have the greatest hope and promise of all ages. That you and I could be in such a church as that, where every individual's a God tabernacle to human flesh. Not just a bunch of emotionalism or fanaticism, but the real, genuine Word made manifest. The Word discerned the secrets of the heart. Not a carnal mind sitting among them. Nothing but spiritual minds come for one thing. Worship the living God. Then all we got to look forward to is signs and wonders and miracles. The blinded eyes open, the sick being healed, the dead being raised, and the gospel preached in the power of the Holy Ghost. Then after that, what we got to look for? Going around the world and telling people about it. And a quick, short, powerful, quick demonstration of the Spirit. Then what we got to look forward to after that? Caught up to meet Him in the air.
Amen.
Then what we got to look forward to? A 3.5-year wedding supper. Then what we got to look forward to, Jesus? A 1,000-year honeymoon. 1,000 years in the millennium, brother, over in Jerusalem. Setting up a new government. Brother, you tell me this ain't something exciting. There ain't no book on the market, but the Bible is exciting. Now what are we going to do, Jesus? Well, we're going to stay here 1,000 years. Show these people a new government. What's the name of it? The Holy Ghost government of Jesus Christ. Burn up any rock and roll records that's left. Bust up every jukebox that ain't burn up the hydrogen war. Set up a new form of a government. No Rickies, no Rick Eddies, no crooked judges, no crooked state police. Every man that's ruling in the office is Holy Ghost filled. Oh, made out of faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and filled with the love of God. You talking about a government. Can you imagine saying, hey, there's a state police department up there in Maine that's filled with the love of God. The people laugh at you. But there's going to be a real government that's filled with the love of God. Does that mean more to you than anything else? All right. Let's stand to our feet and sing. There's going to be a meeting in the air. Come and lead that song, brother. My throat's good. And then we're going to dismiss right after this. Come back tonight praying at the... You going to be here tonight, brother? No, they don't know. Well, if we don't see you tonight, we're blessed by having you in our midst. We're very blessed to have our brothers come and be with us. May the Lord richly bless you too. Sing it.
There's going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by.
Long, far away. Let's bow our heads. I don't know any better place to be right here all day. Waiting for the great outpouring of the Holy Ghost. The greatest outpouring that's ever been poured out in the history of mankind and the churches. So with that thought on our heart, let's rejoice in that great hope that we have. I want to ask our brother from Delaware, Brother John Carter, I believe it was, dismiss us in a word of prayer.
Lord, divine Heavenly Father, building our hearts this morning, Lord, to be here gathered with you, brothers and sisters, Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray this morning, Lord. Lord, if you'll let us take this spirit here in our hearts, Lord, that kind of love.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, may you make a way for us all together, Lord.
Yes. Grant it, Lord.
Together, Lord. Lord, let it be the next room that we enter into, Lord, to see the
Yes,
Lord,
Jesus.
God, may you bless each and every heart here, Lord. Lord, supply each and every need, Lord. Yes. Lord, God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord, continue to give us revelations on your
desire, yes,
Lord.
Yes, Father.
In your holy and righteous name, Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Take
the name of Jesus,
Christ.